Simchas Torah is coming up. Parshat Vezora Bracha. One of the psukim that every young Jewish child learns comes from this week's parsha. Hopefully, they sing it and recite it all the time. Very important pasuk. Often, it's one of the first psukim they know, if not the first, then the second pasuk they know. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morashaki Lat Yaakov. And many of the mafarshim are bothered by what is this Morashaki Lat Yaakov? What is this Morasha? Why are we calling the Torah an inheritance? And there are different Mamrei Chazal on it. For example, we learned a din that a guy who learns Torah is Chayamita because they're taking your inheritance. It's as though they're taking something that doesn't belong to them. Different explanations for that. Then Tzifir points out that's it's not just for learning a concept from the Torah. It's for really going deep into the Torah, what he calls... Osik b'Torah, so Osik the Mashmo ba'Omek Halacha Mosif Lekach. He's Machadish Dvarim, not just to go up to a Jew and ask him, "Hey, why are you walking around with lulav or something?" Because that is, you know, you're allowed to give him an explanation. He's not Chayav Mita, but there's something else that the Netziv learns from this word Morasha. He says, "How do you get a Yerusha? What did you do to deserve a Yerusha? You did nothing." Somebody who had money, who was related to you, died, and you get it. You did nothing to earn it. So he says that so too, it's possible that you will get the schar of learning Torah without actually having learned Torah. How can it be, since not that you did nothing, because he's going to explain how you get that schar, but it's you didn't sit and amel b'Torah, you didn't sit and shtaik all the hours of the day learning Torah day and night, but somehow you get the amal of the others. You get the schar of their amal. How is that? Because by supporting and making sure that Talmidei Chachamim can sit and learn Torah without having to worry about that parnasa, then the people who are machzik them, they also get part of their schar. That's Yisachar and Zvulun. By Yisachar sitting and learn Torah, and Zvulun going into business, making sure that Yisachar can sit and learn Torah, Zvulun gets a share, in fact, even a larger share, of the Torah of Yisachar. So he says, that's what Morasha Kilat Yaakov is, that we have those who are Osik in Torah, and we have the people who make sure that they can be Osik in the Torah. They're the Machzikim Bahem. And those people get the schar of Torah as Yerusha. They just get it. Even though they're not sitting there being amel in the Torah, they get the schar. And in the Herchev Davar, he adds in a little bit more that there's different categories. There's those who learn it, but aren't on the level of, the biggest gedolim. And then there's another category, those who aren't able to learn it at all, but they respected and supported and make sure that Torah is not forgotten, Torah is upheld, Torah is supported. So there's certainly lessons here, ones that are, let's say, not as often emphasized in our tzibor. Maybe that's a problem, could be a problem, but certainly a lesson to be learned about every person, whoever they are, has to figure out what their relationship is with Torah. Are they going to be the person who's learning the Torah and teaching the Torah and making sure that there's constantly shiurim, constantly giving the shiurim? Or are they going to be the people who are supporting all those people? They're going to be the people making sure that there are rabbanim and kolim and community shiurim going on, even if they are not the ones giving the shiurim. They're the ones supporting it and encouraging it and being machzik it. And I'll add, respecting it, that they shouldn't ever denounce or look down, denigrate anybody who is shokein and amel in Torah, but rather they should support it and encourage it. And that's a very important lesson that we can all learn going into Simchat Torah. Shkoyach.